T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We do it each and every Friday, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We go into the Redmont Zone with Charles Barkley, brought to you by Redmont Vodka and Vulcan Gin. Follow them at Redmont, that's R-E-D-M-O-N-T Zone on IG. Lots of cool drink ideas as well. Chuck, what's going on, man? It's good to have you back on the show as always. Last night, everybody wanted to see what the Falcons were going to do. Charles, what did you think of the Falcons' first round pick?
Well, they got a guy who's got a really, really great future. I mean, I think most people, other than quarterbacks, he was probably the best player in the draft. I thought they should go ahead and get a quarterback. They're not going to pick this high no time soon, especially getting Pitts. I mean, they're going to win just enough games not to get a good, we would say a lottery pick. So I was surprised they didn't go for the quarterback. But, hey, Pitts is a terrific player.
Yeah, I think we're so jammed up with the cap, Charles. I guess the philosophy was they didn't want to have a dude that was top five sitting there for 2 years. So I guess they'll make more quarterbacks, but I hear you. We'll have to trade up if we kind of find ourselves in draft no man's land next couple years.
Yeah, I always – listen, sometimes you have to take steps backwards. Listen, we talked last week. Hey, much as I love Matt Ryan and Julio, I think you just got to say, hey, you know what, guys? We're not going to win the Super Bowl in the next couple years. Can we trade y'all somewhere where y'all can get a chance to win the Super Bowl? And if they said that to me, I'd be like, hey, that's fair. I've done as much as I can in Atlanta. We both going to be Hall of Famers. But, hey, let's go somewhere we can win the Super Bowl the next couple of years. So it's going to be interesting.
Charles Barkley, our guest, guys, inside the Redmont Zone. Each and every Friday, exclusively here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell. Want to ask you, any surprises last night as this thing unfolded? I mean, were you like, oh, I can't believe? You know, I think one of the things, everybody thought Justin Fields, you know, was going to go earlier, but then he ends up in Chicago, and Charles, that might be the perfect place for him.
Well, you think so? I actually thought he would have went higher, and the Patriots got lucky to get Mac Jones. They didn't give up anything. He just slid to them. See, for me, Chicago's not very good. And, you know, they got 3 quarterbacks now. Let's be real. You're not going to win with a rookie. So next year, I'm not sure what they're going to do, because this is probably the last draft picks for those guys who've been running that team, because – you know, they screwed up the whole Trubisky thing. And now, Fields is not going to play next year. So they're kind of in a lame duck situation, to be honest with you.
Charles Barkley's with us, guys. Brought to you by the Redmont Zone. And by the way, thanks, Charles, if that was you who had anything to do with it, dropping off the booze at the office, Carl. We got like a Whitman sampler of vodka and gin back there, man. It's gold. And it's good just in time for the draft. Charles, I mean, we're in a weird world in the NFL where if you get the big quarterback and you pay him all that money, you know, you better win a Super Bowl the next couple of years, because otherwise he just jams you up. It seems like there's even a mindset now, like a guy like Lamar Jackson's going to have to go and earn it this year in his option year.
Yeah, I don't understand these quarterbacks. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't understand why they don't take a little less money. I mean, you go back and look. Tom Brady, who's been in the Super Bowl 10 times, won 7. Go back and look at every quarterback. Go back to Breeze, Joe Flacco, Matt. Every quarterback that's gotten a max deal, their teams never can get back to the Super Bowl, because they give the quarterback so much money. I don't understand, because, you know, I want to throw Drew Brees in there also, because every one of those quarterbacks that won the Super Bowl became the highest paid player and a team has never recovered because they eat up so much of the cap. I never understood why guys don't tell his agent, hey, man, and it's not much difference between $30 and $35, $32 million. I want to have some help because, you know, if you start winning, you're going to make up that other $3, $4, $5 million in endorsements. But if you go back and look at every quarterback for the last 10, 12 years, other than Tom Brady, everyone that got a max deal after they have a great run, their team has never been any good anymore. So I wish – I'm sitting there watching myself, like, why don't a guy – no, you know what? I don't have to be the highest-paid quarterback. I want some damn help instead of being the highest-paid quarterback. I never understand why some of these quarterbacks don't do what Tom Brady does, to be honest with you.
We are in the Redmont Zone, guys. Again, follow at Redmont, R-E-D-M-O-N-T Zone on IG. Make sure you check them out. And Chuck, I'm gonna take your advice or your because I ain't never seen 30 million. So when you talk about there's not that much difference between 30 and 35, I'm like, well, I want that extra five, but that's me. Hey, let's talk about the NBA.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, you're gonna make the if you win you a couple up. If you do. Even if you don't win the Super Bowl, but your team is really successful every year, you got between playoff money and commercials, you're going to make up that difference. And especially if you're able to win a Super Bowl. But go back and look at every quarterback who won a Super Bowl or had a great year and got a max deal. Other than Tom Brady, none of them have made it back to the Super Bowl.
That's true. Before we shift gears real quick, Aaron Rodgers, this news hit. Mm. Some people say he hijacked the draft yesterday. Is he going to be in Green Bay?
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers, they have insulted Aaron Rodgers. He just hasn't had enough. Because clearly the writing on the wall is, yo, dude, we got you for one more year, then you on your own. And Aaron's like, yeah, that's not going to work for me. I got y'all by the stones right now. Y'all need me. And if y'all not going to give me a contract, because it's really about a contract extension, I think, more than anything. He doesn't want to be in lame duck land because clearly they're going to let him go after next year. The writing's on the wall, and he's trying to be like, no. Y'all either give me a contract extension or y'all trade me. That's all this is to me. He wants a contract extension. Like I say, they made up their mind next year was going to be his last year, and he's not having it. Now, like the dude just coming off MVP, and I'm not going to side with anybody because he's under contract, but he's not saying, I'm not playing one more year for free and then become a free agent. So he kind of just snatched the ball and ran with it.
It's amazing how the NFL, man, it's like a soap opera. It's the best reality show in the world. Charles Barkley joins us here, man. Hey, we are banged up with the Hawks. The Sixers just beat us. They beat us really bad. But who do you like in the East right now? Do you really like the way Doc Rivers has got the Sixers looking?
You know, I think it's three teams that could win the East, and that's it. Brooklyn, Philly, and Milwaukee. I actually like Milwaukee. To be honest with you, because I think they got the deepest team. You know, Brooklyn has the three best offensive players, but they have zero size. And number one, I'm not sure they're ever going to be healthy enough to all play all three of them at the same time. And, like, Philly got Joel, who's a handful, and Ben, who's a handful. But it's going to be, like I say, I actually like Milwaukee, but I actually have no idea who's going to win this thing. It's going to be great to watch, though. It's going to be great to watch because, like I say, I don't think we'd be shocked on either one of them if they won out of three I just mentioned.
Do you think LeBron's more injured than what we think or what we know? I mean, I know AD's back, but, you know, everybody's talking about the Lakers and they're still going to make a run to defend the title. Is he more injured than we think?
No, I think that they just – well, I mean, number one, he is injured. But I think the main thing is, you know, at his age, you really got to be careful because you bring him back too soon and he gets hurt. I mean, because they got a rough road. I mean, right now, based on the season, the end of the day, they played like the Nuggets the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, and listen, we only got about 3 weeks to go before the playoffs start. And if those boys think they're just going to show up the first round, first of all, if they keep losing, they might be in the play-in stuff. You know, they're not totally – locked in those top six spots. They lose a couple games, they could be in the play-in. But like I say, if the season ended today, they play the Denver Nuggets the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
And I'm going to take Denver if they play in the first round of the playoffs.
Hey, by the way, Charles, we didn't ask you, I don't think, yet. Is this play-in game just too gimmicky, just a money grab for the NBA? Or I mean, is this even necessary?
Well, to answer your question, yes, it's a money grab. You know, they're trying to make up. We only playing 72 games, so they're really trying to make some extra money. So it is a cash grab. My problem with that, the play-in stuff, so you got the four worst teams, and they're playing to play the best team. So to answer your question, yes, it's a cash grab, but your reward for winning the playoff game is to play the best team in the NBA. I'm not sure that's a good enough reward right there. So it's a gimmick. It's a cash grab. Mm-hmm. But listen, we only playing 72 games. We're all trying to get through this COVID thing together. And like I say, we're all kind of making it up as we go, to be honest with you.
Charles, it's always a pleasure, brother, talking with you, getting your thoughts on things. We go inside the Redmont Zone every Friday, guys. It's brought to you by Redmont Vodka and Vulcan Gin. Check them out. Great weekend to do it. And follow them on IG at Redmont Zone on IG. Chuck, we'll talk to you next week, bro.
All right, guys, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.